I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. Imagine waking up one morning in the Burmese mountain village in which you live to the sound of screaming and gunfire. You see members of your family being attacked by soldiers. You know you can't fight without getting killed, so you run. You run to the next village and are chased, and on to the next village, and the next as soldiers continue to pursue you and your family. With only the clothes on your back, you cross the Salwe River to seek safety in a refugee camp in Thailand. This is the experience of Bikanu and Saklu, two Karen refugees who amazingly escaped death in Burma and eventually came to settle in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And because of Burmese government, they fought, they burned our house, and when they came, we can't live in our village and we can't live in our country anymore.
We can't live anymore. And then my grandfather wanted me and my family to move to the cave.
Although they arrived in refugee camps at different times, Bikanu and Saklu's experience of being hunted by Burmese army soldiers is heartbreakingly similar. They became dispossessed people, strangers in a new strange land, along with many other Karen people. Initially, Bikanu and Saklu lived in different camps and first met at a school they attended.
We go to school together, and then we meet each other at school.
So how long was it before you knew Bikanu was the guy?
I think 1 year.
1 year? Mm-hmm. After 1 year.
Yeah, after 1 year.
And a year after that, they had their first child, Jasper, which brought them great joy. Yet at the same time, they yearned for a better life. After 4 long years in the refugee camp, they were given permission to come to the United States and arrived in Lancaster with both excitement and some trepidation. Their first week in Lancaster was hard.
I was cry a lot. I had cry a lot. But I feel better after 1 week.
But fortunately, seeing familiar faces at Habecker Mennonite Church helped Bikanu and Saklu feel much better.
I feel so released. And, here is Korean people too, I feel like. And I feel like my friend in the church, they're so nice. I thought it's not bad things to come in United States. It's good.
Jonathan and Rhoda Charles are among the many people at Habecker Mennonite Church who are engaged in helping the Karen people. They talk about how the church began their relationship with them, and also when Bikanu and Saklu arrived.
Well, our pastor at Habecker Mennonite Church suggested that there was a need for a family to have a sponsor from Church World Service. And we had sponsored many refugees in the past. When I was growing up, we had Ukrainian. And when in the 70s, we had Vietnamese. Okay. And so this was part of our history. We entertained sponsored refugees.
Church World Service had a family of four coming that they did not have any sponsors for. And it was the day before they arrived, and they called Arthur and Miriam Charles, which is Jonathan's parents, and said, might you have a place for them to lay their head, knowing they had a guest room. So that place to lay their head for a night actually turned into 6 weeks. And during that time, probably in the first week and a half, the congregation made a decision that this would be a family that we could sponsor. So Clu and Bikanu came in July of 2010, and the reason they came to Lancaster is because she had a brother, Patty Shee, who had arrived that spring. And so because she was a sibling, she got to come to the same location. Which is really interesting because Bikanu has siblings in Canada. So they could have easily been settled in Canada too.
In many ways, Jonathan and Rhoda have embraced Bikanu and Seklu as their own family. Jonathan talks about their walk together, including a wonderful story that reflects the pride and joy, like that of seeing someone in your family grow and succeed.
When you walk with someone, you know, their goals really become your goals, and their anxieties become your anxieties, and then their success also becomes your success. And that's really true. And a good example would be that trip that they talked about going to Canada.
Yes.
They really wanted me to go with them. But they wanted to stay for 2 weeks. And I said, well, you know, I was thinking maybe I could take them up to Canada and then make a vacation of it, drive over to Minnesota and visit some of the people we know there who we had sponsored earlier, and then return and pick them up and come home. You know, so that was kind of like a scheme that I had to have a little fun out of this. But they wanted to go for 2 weeks. And I said, maybe you should just do this on your own. And I drew out these maps, and they had their GPS, and we had the documents. We had made calls. Can they go across without travel documents? They didn't all have all the travel documents. Right. And we learned that you can go into Canada with a green card, but not if you fly. So if they drove, it was fine. Right. And so they did it.
Jonathan has been very helpful to Bikanu in finding work, not only his first job, but others as well. He and Rhoda reflect on his motivation to find work to support his family.
Bikanu has been really fortunate in the sense that from the first day that he was employed, I think it was sort of the end of August, you know, that he had about 6 weeks of language school before we got this call from Chester Wanger needing someone to to pick his grapes.
Right.
And Bikanu rode the bus out to Bronx, Burden Hand area, and Smoketown area, I should say, and did a really good job. And Chester really appreciated his work. Mm-hmm. And from there, we got this job up at Caruso's, where he was filling orders. He said pick. That in his interview he said pick. He was essentially filling orders. Right. The sandwiches are made in Connecticut of all places, trucked down to this distribution place in Ephrata, and then various people take their paper and need to fill the orders for the various Turkey Hills and Minute markets around the place.
But I think it would be good to note that when the grapes ended in the fall, for several months he was unemployed. And I remember him calling Jonathan, taking the initiative and saying, can you help me apply where Thesu works? Because he was feeling a little sense of desperation. You know, I am here. I need my resettlement money will be ending. I want to support my family.
Bikanu joined his friend Thesu as the first Karen people hired by Four Seasons, one of the largest privately held fresh fruit and vegetable wholesalers in the United States.
Yeah, the first year and 2 years, I work drive a forklift, and now I drive a Hilux.
Although he's a man of few words, Bikanu lets his work do the talking for him. Paul Gingrich is operations manager at Four Seasons. He talks about the company's experience with Bikanu and Thesu and how they paved the way for other refugees from Burma being hired.
Thesu was the first hire, followed very closely by Bikanu. He was the second Karen hired here. And so that started the journey. And we realized from a training aspect, it took a little bit longer to bring them up to speed, and almost all of that has to do with the communication piece. So for a while we struggled with communication, figuring out how to do that well. But what we also noticed is the way that they entered into the job, they were eager to work, they wanted to do well. Bikanu was extremely accurate in his work, and I remember one of my managers telling me early on, you know, this guy doesn't make a mistake. Now, you know, that in his case, he was just very accurate, did a great job, and eventually, you know, the productivity came. So those two gentlemen, Thasu and Bikanu, really paved the way for us opening up to the next hirees from Burma. This group of Korean folks has been one of our unintended success stories. When we hired Bikanu, we would have no idea that 3 years later we would be sitting with, you know, 16 Burmese associates working in our facility. So just a tremendous success story that we would have never dreamed of that first day.
Before my interview with Paul, he asked if we could have someone else join our session. He told me I wouldn't be disappointed. Boy, was he ever right.
I am Bob Becker, a buyer here at Four Seasons Produce.
Bob was one of the earliest employees hired by Four Seasons. On his own time outside of work, he's helped Bikanu and other Korean refugees learn an essential life skill, a gift that will keep on giving for just about the rest of their lives.
Habecker had contacted me. Our churches are similar, and so they contacted me to see if I would be willing to help them with the Korean folks that were coming there. And so I said, what do you need? And they said, we need someone to teach them how to drive. And so I said, sure. So for the last 3 years, every Saturday afternoon, I go and help and teach how to drive. Something that Habecker told me, that once one family trusts you, one person trusts you, they will all trust you. And that's exactly what happened. They took me into their family, and many times when I went to pick Bikanu up, a lot of other ones were there. They asked if I could help them with something else, or maybe a computer, or I did all kinds of things that I didn't even think I could do. But Bikanu, I really appreciated him. As a matter of fact, that the first year that I knew him, I invited him and his family to my place for Thanksgiving dinner. Even now, if I see Bikanu out in the warehouse, he says, we really miss you. You have to stop around the house.
There's a gentle, grateful spirit that surrounds Bikanu and Saklu, in spite of the horror that they've experienced and the many challenges they know that lie ahead. Their gentle hearts, though, are matched by a strong desire to succeed in making a better life, not only for themselves, but other refugees who face the same uncertainty they did when they came to Lancaster. Rhoda Charles, beaming with pride, talks about Saklu helping her help other Korean refugees.
I just see increasingly more how she is helping the Korean community, helping them complete forms, and she's also just a good person that I can usually get a hold of on the phone if I need somebody to translate for her. I say, can you, Saklu, I got a message from so-and-so, whether it be a school or whatever. Can you call the family and explain this to them?
You know, when we first came, yes, and we feel scary, uh-huh, and our friend encouraged us. But when our new friends come in and we try to encourage us too, we try to encourage them too. And like, at first you will get bored, but later you will get so happy. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, some of them, when they first came and they did not go to school yet and they don't speak English, mm-hmm, any English. Mm-hmm. So we can help them a little bit, like we...